Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Death. You know who does not give love a bad name? Our guests on the phone today, and we couldn't be more thrilled to chat it up with artist Dale Lewis, who I just adore, and he is here with his fine arts representative, Mecca Page, another name of a wonderful person that we all know and love. Can I tell you, I haven't chatted with you two for so long. This is just a real treat for me. How have you been?
Really good. It's good to hear you.
Oh, it's so good to hear you too. So Dale, you were the one that just tried to sneak in a little Bon Jovi. You got to do that, right?
Well, it's because I made a big heart. You know, I made a big giant heart sculpture with an arrow through it. It's bright red, and it's displayed down in Northfield. It's anybody driving through Northfield on Highway 3 would be hard pressed not to spot it.
Okay, so this is where it is, whereabouts in Northfield. So let's say I'm driving past
the heart of Northfield.
The heart. Okay, so you come down the hill past the Dairy Queen, and then it's right on the main drag.
It is right on the main drag. So it's
Highway 3,
and I think it's like Third Street, and it's across the road from that. But it's really 10 feet tall, and it's bright red, and it has, you know, so it's kind of hard to miss.
So is this another one of your crazy sculptures that you got inspired about through some really great backstory? You're seriously.
No, this one doesn't have too much of a story. Really, it was all about the, you know, trying to incorporate some color into my sculptures, and I was able to scrounge some. It took eight 55 gallon drums to come up with enough material to make this bright heart, and I don't know. I just thought it would be a cool looking piece.
Oh my goodness. Well, let's get back to the start of all of this, because you two have known each other many, many, many years. And now I love how you are working together. And Mecca, you really believe in Dale and his art so much that you want to see him succeed and get the word out. So explain your collaboration, please.
Well, as you know, yes, Dale and I go back many years, and he is so amazing and has such a wonderful sense of humor, and his sculptures, you know, really make people smile, and they've gotten bigger over the years, and the bigger they are, the bigger the smile, and so I'm just excited and thrilled, as always, to be able to represent him and help him figure out ways to get his sculptures out there into the public. And, of course, this year has been especially difficult because of COVID. I don't think anyone has been unaffected by it. And I think that when he and Jerry Thielen, who collaborated on Spreading the Love, which is another sculpture that's down in Northfield that is a tree that Dale created, and then Jerry did these fused glass hearts that go on the tree, and that was a commissioned piece, and it's down there at Armory Square. When they did that, it was really all about, you know, kind of dealing with the heartache that the country and everyone in every community is dealing with right now. So Jerry and Dale named that tree Spreading the Love, and I think that it was sort of a natural, evolution to have this Straight to the Heart come as a secondary sculpture behind that. And we were just thrilled that Northfield was willing to display it until maybe April or so, when it's probably going to go down to another, to a sculpture walk in another state.
So this isn't a true sculpture walk.
No, this is a special situation that...
Well, it's the Heart Tree, Spreading the Love, that was commissioned by organizations in Northfield, and it's a permanent piece down there. And then my heart, just by coincidence, I happened to be making a big heart when Jerry contacted me and asked me to collaborate on the Heart Tree. And so I finished the big heart and decided, well, you know, I should offer it to Northfield because it seems like a pretty good fit.
That's not a coincidence. That was meant to be, obviously.
Well, you know, my sculpture, that happens all the time because I finish a sculpture, and then because most of my outlet is sculpture walks, and they don't place sculptures until the spring, so I end up with a winter season that the sculpture would, if it wasn't in Northfield, it'd probably be sitting in my yard.
So can you explain to our listening public, please, what a sculpture walk is for somebody that hasn't seen one or been on one before?
Sure. It's just kind of a generic term for communities that come up with a sculpture program to display sculptures. And they're all a little bit different, but they're pretty similar. They pay the artists a stipend or honorarium to bring a sculpture in. They display it typically for a year. And they have prizes. They'll have judges maybe to pick out the best and show, you know, with a cash prize and some other prizes. And then usually the biggest one is the public are asked to vote for their favorite. And if the programs are big enough and strong enough, then they have that prize and they buy the people's choice for permanent display. So it gives the community that the sculpture walk is in an opportunity to build a permanent, display.
And let's brag about some of your work, because you actually have been the people's choice on more than one occasion.
Oh, yeah. I've been lucky enough to win a handful of sculptures. Like, there's a Godzilla down in Mankato, and a couple pieces. There's a life-size elephant and a hippo down in Salina, Kansas. Trojan horse over in Eau Claire. I got a nice cherry tree down in St. Joseph, Missouri. I don't know. There's a handful of them.
That's pretty cool. So getting back to Northfield, what has been the feedback? Are people just thrilled? You're spreading a little joy?
I think they are. They seem really happy with spreading the love, the Heart Tree. And it is a beautiful thing. You know, the metal part of it is pretty nice, but Jerry Thielen's fused glass hearts really make it pop. And we've had good responses or good comments about the giant red heart with the arrow through it. In fact, we've had some inquiry about possibly purchasing it for a permanent display there. We'll see how that works out.
So Dale, tell people a little bit about how you got your start in art, because it certainly wasn't your lifelong career.
No, it's a retirement hobby that started like 10 years ago, and it was making small garden stakes and things, and it kept growing, and now it's a full-time obsession.
But you really were known for your mosaics, I think, at first, weren't you?
Yeah, I worked on mosaics for, you know, a couple of years just to kind of fill in time. I like doing them, but the metal works on better. And in 2010, I bought a welder and started making welded metal sculptures.
And I think it's so interesting that you really don't have anything except what's in your head as far as plans. I mean, I think that's pretty interesting.
Well, I do print out pictures. And if I have a 3D model, that really is a big plus, a big convenience. Like what I made this summer, I made a 20-foot long great white shark.
What?
And I have a little toy, plastic toy model of a shark. It's about, I don't know, 6 or 8 inches long. And you know, I liked it so much that my shark, my 20-foot shark looks exactly like the 8-incher.
And where's your 20-foot shark now, please?
But it's displayed in miniature. It's along Highway 42. It's the Benjamins. Some friends of mine, they own some property there, and they keep it mowed. And it's I actually have quite a few sculptures there that it looks like a sculpture park. It is. It is a sculpture park, and they're nice enough to allow me to store things there. And it's actually on a sculpture loop that Mecca put together for me, and we shared it on my website, and it was in the Hastings paper. Anyhow, it's a driving, COVID-safe driving loop, sculpture loop that encompasses a miniature where they have several sculptures at my friend's property. And my yard, which is kind of overrun with
40
with a lot of sculptures right now, and I have some displayed down in Vermilion, the big city of Vermilion.
And in front of you, always had something in front of Dieter Auto Sales. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's a good friend of mine, Mark Dieters, that runs the little car lot down there, and he has fun with it. He has great ideas. Like I built a 10-foot tall Moai Easter Island head. And it was his idea to put it in a scrap, kind of an old, worthless Chevy S10 pickup. We put it in the back of that, and it looks extra funny, you know. And I, you know, there's a controversy about how they actually moved Moai. Well, I use an S10.
Mecca, you also are a wonderful artist. Tell us what you've been up to, please.
Well, I have been actually working with some wonderful women through Venerable Women, and I've kind of turned my art interest into website design and things like that. So, in addition to representing Dale. But I want to point out that it's really fascinating to me that with the COVID year that we've had, that Dale has, I was just counting these up, Mo, for this interview, Dale has done 19 sculptures this year, which is prolific. I mean, you know, a sculptor that is making sculptures of the scale that Dale is making mm-hmm. is doing an enormous job if they turn out one a month. And Dale is just, he's just been like going crazy with his ideas and creativity. So it's really been fun to be part of that.
I bet it is. Dale, where do you think that's coming from, all that inspiration?
Well, like I told you, Mo, it is an obsession, but I like to point out that I'm harmless. But actually, seriously, you know, it's like I've never had so much time to work. You know, my wife and I are not going on vacations because we're just not comfortable with it. You know, it's like I've had family members die and we don't go, there really hasn't been funerals, you know. There just really isn't much else going on, so I've never had so much time to work. So that's what I do.
You make people happy through your art.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I know we wanted to just touch on a little bit about just the whole state of the arts, and I know it's got to be tough for a lot of your other artist friends, maybe those in performing arts. And for you, Dale, it's nice that you're still able to showcase your art. And I would assume what, like painters can still do that, but it's got to be a really tough time for the whole industry.
Yeah, you know, live music is all performance art is just it's a tough situation.
I know a couple of musicians who have actually just decided this year to stay at home and write music, and some of them have documented it with video, and some of them have focused on creating new CDs or new albums because live performances are just out of the question. And Dale is right; he's, you know, with his artwork mainly being displayed outside, it's awesome. It's a wonderful time for people to be able to go out and look at artwork and really enjoy being outside. Poor people that are the artists that are usually doing two-dimensional art that hangs on a wall have been struggling with gallery exposure because so many galleries have closed.
Oh, of course. Right.
And so, you know, art galleries, art schools, I was, you know, involved a little bit with the Atelier up in Minneapolis. They've all had to change their way of operating significantly. And a lot of them have converted to doing online galleries, which is great. It's still getting the artwork out there, but it's just not the same experience when you can actually physically be in the presence of a piece of art.
So are you able to have some more art walks this spring, do you think? Are you lining some up?
I think they're gonna have a little bit normal. You know, they've put out calls, and I've submitted sculptures to a lot of places, and I think, you know, they'll probably have to cut back on receptions and things like that, but I think they'll manage to get the sculptures swapped out so they have new pieces.
Well, that's great. That's good to hear. Is Hastings going to be having an art walk, do you think?
Well, you know, that's something we should think about. Anyhow, they do have some empty sculpture pads down there on the riverfront.
And your pieces of art, though, they're too big for a sculpture pad, aren't they?
Well, not all of them. You know, I have smaller pieces. I do have a piece displayed down on the riverfront. It's really just on loan because the program has kind of fallen apart. It'd be nice to see it take off again.
Absolutely. Well, anything that we can do to help make that happen would be great, because art, I think at this time of this place in our lives that we all are, it just brings joy. And I love that it's free. You can just go and see your wonderful sculptures for free. They're whimsical and they're humorous, just like you, Dale. And they do put a smile on your face. So it's really great to hear that you've been so prolific during, you know, the last couple of months or the last half a year. I know you're working on a musk ox. And
yeah.
And you're a musk ox little baby, and you need some help from the public. Tell us.
Well, it's a life-size musk ox and mother and a calf, and they're pretty much done, except I selected steel banding, the strapping they use for banding things, the pallets or banding boxes together or something like that. It's steel banding you see in dumpsters. And I selected to use that for hair, but I've only been able to find enough for the cover of their bellies. So I'm coming up pretty short. And I thought maybe your listeners, you know, it's a lot of businesses throw out this banding, or people might work places where they have access to scrap steel banding, and I'd be willing to pick it up and finish my muskox.
What's a good way to get a hold of you, please?
ArtistDaleLewis@gmail.com is the best way.
Perfect. I got to tell you, it's so fun to chat with you both. I hope to see you in person sometime.
We both missed you terribly, Mo.
Oh, gosh, that really makes my day. Thank you so much. We have lots of laughs when we're together.
We do.
It's so nice to hear from you. And again, thank you for all you do, making the world a better place. If anyone is heading to Northfield, be sure you look for both of Dale's sculptures down there. It just sounds great. And we hope that you get some help finding the steel banding. Thank you both. Be in touch, please.
We will, Mo. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.